line like that.
Okay. Me writing it? Or
yeah.
Have
you ever seen anyone write a line like that?
Hold on.
But what if it's 6 minutes? You're 5 away.
Hola, soy Diego, parte de CHMA 106.9 FM aquí en Sackville, New Brunswick, en Zappy Fest 19, y estás escuchando CITR 101.9 FM.
Bueno.
Hello, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. But today I'm joining you from the public gardens in Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is on the unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq people. And I'm here today because I'm wrapping up a vacation to the Maritimes, made it to New Brunswick, to Zappy Fest in Sackville, made it to PEI, and then I've been here in Halifax as well, visiting my friend David. Hello, David.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's a wonderful, beautiful blue sky, sunny day. Couldn't ask for anything better than this.
And hello.
Hi.
What's
going on?
And you've been here for about 10 years, but previously you've been around other places. You've been a guest on the show before. What did you think of Zappy Fest this year?
It was wonderful. It's always wonderful, though. It could be the worst bands in the world, and it would still be wonderful. Yeah.
Any particular music highlights?
No climate.
Music highlights.
I guess you were pretty busy with music other highlights. Responsibilities, but.
Jeez, music highlights. What was the highlight for me? I think I did really like the Richard Lavoisier tribute, All Wild Things Are Shy. And I enjoyed the Electroclash revival of Slash Need. Being in 2001 all over again, it was great. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Dog Day also had an excellent performance, yeah. And I enjoyed the Annie Claude Deschenes as well. Alice, what did you think of Zappy Fest?
It was cool. There were kids that performed.
Oh, the kids' band is the best. You know, I can't believe I forgot about the kids' band.
Drama Queens.
The kids' band, I would say I prefer the Power Jam. The kids' Power Jam.
Like the rock show?
That's the one where the songs were written by all the kids.
Do you remember the name of that band?
I don't remember the name.
I think it was Turtle Magic.
That's right. Turtle Magic really delivered on the opening night.
Every year. They play first, and I think they're the best band, and pretty much every year I'm right. It's the best band of the fest, easily. The future of music, really.
Really. All right, well, I'm going to play a few songs from this year's Zappy Fest, and I'll throw in a little back announcement in a second. All right.
Can you play songs that the kids wrote? Are you allowed to?
I don't know if I can find that soundtrack.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do. I might actually have a little bootleg, so I'll see what I can do.
Turtle Magic.
Okay, let's see if we can find some Turtle Magic and some Drama Queens.
I'm in love with potato chips. I want a crunch and munch at my lips. Don't need no salsa, hummus or dips. Just salty potato chips.
Got it.
monsieur. Vous serez combien?
Nous serons 4 personnes.
Avec plaisir, je note. 7 à canon.
Du temps, Perron. P-E-R-R-O-N.
Perron, pour 4 personnes, c'est réservé.
Right. That was Annie-Claude Deschenes from her new album, Les Manières de Table. She's from Montreal. If you are familiar with the band Duchess Says, you will be familiar with Annie-Claude. She was the lead singer for Duchess Says. Don't know if they're still a band, but she has gone off in a solo direction and put out that electronic album. And that was one of my highlights of Sappy Fest, was seeing her perform. Not only was the music very high tempo and high energy and fun, she had a she had a whole like restaurant set piece for her set. Like she had a table and chairs and a bunch of food that she served, and then she proceeded to walk around and fill people's mouths with whipped cream. It was just a very fun set, and she's a very fun dynamic performer. I remember I've been to South by Southwest one time in 2010, and she came into the audience and then jumped into the arms of Ado Van Bremen from a local musician here in Vancouver, and he promptly collapsed, and they were in a heap in the middle of the floor during the show, which was very funny. Before that, we heard Slash Need from Toronto. That's their latest single, Worm. And at the top, we heard the Drama Queens from their newest performance, Chips the Musical. That was a song, I'm in Love with Potato Chips.
Same. I hear you. I appreciate that kind of representation in song. And the Drama Queens were a group of children that performed to open up Sappy Fest, which was a music festival that takes place in Sackville, New Brunswick, every summer. That was the 19th annual one this past year. And it's a music fest I've wanted to go to for a while. Apollo Ghosts here locally have played there a few times and have the kind of legendary status. I was asking some folks about Apollo Ghosts, and one guy was telling me about how the Apollo Ghosts managed to get crowd surfing happening at karaoke, which I've never heard of before. That is truly, truly elite crowd work. When it happens at karaoke. Anyways, good stuff. Going to hear a few more songs from bands that played there, just because that's the theme for today. John McKeel is, or actually, let's listen to Richard Laviolette. So he was a performer and musician from Guelph, but had a real strong connection to Sackville. His record label, You've Changed Records, was there, and just a beloved figure in that community. And he died after a short illness late last year, so after the last Sappy Fest. So this was the first time that people had come together at Sappy since his death. And what had happened was a group of his friends, musicians, had gotten together to record an album of his songs, and they've called themselves All Wild Things Are Shy. So they're playing. They played in New Brunswick. They're playing in Toronto and Montreal, and then in Guelph, and then in somewhere near Guelph, where the Laviolette family had a place. And it was very, very touching to see that. I didn't know Richard Laviolette or his music particularly well, but I was aware of him, and I was surprised by his passing, and clearly had a huge impact on the people in his life. And so we're going to hear the song Saved by Rock and Roll. I'm not sure who's singing on this. When they performed it live, there were a number of people that did guest or lead vocals. So Julie Dwaran, Simone Schmidt of the band Fiverr, C.L. McLaughlin, formerly of Vancouver and October Man. And so I don't know who sings the song. It's not in the credits on Bandcamp, but let's give a listen to Saved by Rock and Roll from All Wild Things Are Shy. Here we go.
Wood fire stove. I was saved by rock and roll. You know what time it is. What time is it?
It is time for Victory Square Block Party. This September 1st, prepare to see Lilacs and the Apocalypse, Ayanna Seymour, Scarlet Fever, Tough Cell, Attawolf, New Age Doom, and Sammo T coming at you this September 1st in Victory Square, CITR, me and you, be there. I won't even give you the option to be square. How about them apples? Victory Square Block Party time! Are you kidding me?
This August 15th at the Beaumont Studios, the LVN, which stands for Loved, Valued, and Needed, music fundraiser aims to raise $3,000 in support of Crisis Center BC, an organization specializing in suicide prevention and emotional support. The LVN music fundraiser will feature live performances by some of Vancouver's most talented up-and-coming artists, including Tay, Scalawag, Define, and Hannah Rose, as well as raffles and speeches by mental health advocates to promote unity and encourage open dialogues on mental health. To purchase tickets, follow at LVN Fundraiser on Instagram. All of us are loved, valued, and needed. Let's keep the conversation going.
To
All right, that was Dog Day from Halifax, and that is from the new record, A T-Shirt with Writing on It, which just came out, and that was the song Loose Thoughts. Before that, we heard John McKeel from his record from a couple years ago, Bobby Joe Hope, and that was the song Object Permanence. Before that, Left Side of My Heart by Puberty Well, and at the top, All Wild Things Are Shy with the song Saved by Rock and Roll. All right, we're going to go across the Confederation Bridge from Sackville, New Brunswick to Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island to hear the next three bands. At Sappy Fest, I heard Absolute Losers. They were very fun. They have one record out. It's called At the Mall. It came out last year, but they've recorded a new one and apparently sounds a bit different. So we'll see what they come up with. But they were very fun to see live and nice to hear some PEI music. We're also going to hear, and just because I'm not going to announce these after, a band called Tin Ear. Cadastral Maps is the name of their EP, and we're going to hear the song Tin Life. Member of Tin Ear, Ryan, works at Back Alley Records, which is an excellent record store that I visited in Charlottetown. Definitely worth popping in if you're in, you know, downtown, need a break from your family or something. I don't know, maybe just as an example. And you can duck in there. And Ryan was very friendly. Also in the band Cell Death that recently played here at the Elf House. And then lastly, we're going to hear the band Gizmo. They have a record out called Buddy System. And we're going to hear the song Luann. All right, let's start off with Absolute Losers. This is the title track from their recent album, At the Mall. Here we go.
Thank you. Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown Eastside. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown Eastside at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
David, we went to see a show last night at a very special venue. What can you tell me about Radstorm?
Well, it's a cooperatively, collectively run space, non-hierarchical, and it has a good community around it. Lots of bands that practice and play there and organize shows there. And there's another collective that's a printing collective called Inkstorm that works there. The show booking collective is called Sad Rad, and they've fused together to kind of take over this whole building. And that's just a hub for everything good in the world.
And you guys, you're trying to buy the building?
Well, we have the opportunity to buy the building, so we're trying to raise the money to buy the building. Sorry, I'm being crushed right now. We're trying to raise the money to buy the building. We have the opportunity to buy the building.
Yeah.
It's just a question of getting organized to do so. And so one of the things we're doing right now is selling community bonds. So essentially selling bonds to those who would want to invest in Radstorm. And with a competitive rate of return. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting idea, and hopefully we'll be able to raise enough money to make the purchase of the building happen.
You are being sat on by a 5-year-old, 4-year-old.
What's wrong? You want to go on my shoulders? Okay.
What? Quick question. So we saw Pavel Stroke. That's kind of one of the like
hot
more
band.
The hot bands.
Hot band of the moment. No, they're a great band if you like rock and roll music.
We'll be right back.
Right, that is Almond Dunes from his album Death Jokes. That's the song Purple Land. He's going to be in town tomorrow night playing at the Pearl with Hyper Dawn. And I would be there if I didn't already have a ticket for Waxahachie. But yeah, Almond Dunes is great. Saw him a few years back at the Imperial and it was excellent. Before that, we heard Halifax Stalwarts Bougie Boys from their album Tube Reducer. That was the song Honey Boy. And at the top, we heard Pavel Stroke. That was their recent single, Turnover. They're on a mini tour. They're going to Ontario, Quebec, and then through the Maritimes. So if you're on the east side of this country, definitely look out for the Bougie Boys. Thanks for taking that journey with me. Thanks to David Barkley for agreeing to talk to me even as he was being pulled and jostled by his son. And thanks to Sappy Fest for putting on a great festival. Really reminded me of Yo-Yo Agogo in Olympia and What the Heck Fest in Anacortes, this kind of small town festival that incorporates all sorts of different things from the community. It was a really fun weekend. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. Before I go, I want to play the band What. They have just finished a tour. They toured down to California and then have made their way back up. And they're playing at Redgate tonight with Mupp Boys, Drink Tickets, and Kirkland Jerks to release that album, Mingling with Thorns. This is their fourth and last preview single. This is the song Guts and Brains. Thanks for listening. See you next week.